to present testimony, evidence, or speak on behalf of the proponent of the report.
Yes.
And then we'll get that.
And then we'll get to rebuttal.
Corey Sweeney, 215 Wood View Drive, Hepner. I'm also the city mayor of Hepner. And a while back, myself and the city manager was able to have a meeting with Roland and representative from Hubble. And we had an hour-long meeting in city chambers, and they were very thorough with their presentation. They had questions for us. We had questions for them. And at the end of that, myself and the city manager were in full support of this project. It's coming from a public servant aspect of this, it's weighing what is best for the public. And yes, there's going to be traffic for 18 months. The traffic in Boardman is horrible right now because so much going on, so much growth. This is going to divert traffic from Boardman out into Tower. Tower is a great road. It's a county road. It's better than some highways, state highways we have around here. The water issues, there's plenty of water in the north end. You'll have to deal with traffic for 18 months while stuff is getting built, but what's best for the public? And in our opinion, it's a huge benefit to our communities and a huge benefit to the county. And our county has positioned themselves with great projects and incentives, and that is passed along to the taxpayers and the residents. And what are we looking at? 18 months of construction with water and traffic issues, as opposed to generations of benefits for the county taxpayer. You can't build on this ground. It's good for nothing. It's a good place for it. And under that, we are in full support of this rezoning of the 274 acres.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Now, I'll get back in order, if you would like to. And I can get an ordinance snap. I wouldn't even need done snap live like that.
You have a what?
When I snapped at you, I didn't.
Oh, no. didn't know we were ready. You're all good.
Okay. Thank you for the record. Elaine Albridge, again, on behalf of the applicant. Steven, I don't know if you're still there, if you could pull up slide 21 for us.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, give me a second here. Of your presentation, correct?
Yes, please.
Give me a second, please.
Okay.
Oops. Not it. Oh.
Can't talk on that one.
There we go. Slide.
Thank you. We want to thank you tonight. In conclusion, we want to thank you tonight for your diligence in listening to this application and considering the testimony and the evidence before you. We know that this is a big project and there's a lot of information that you have to consider. We want to close and say that we believe that the evidence you've heard tonight, we appreciate your comments. And the evidence in the record support your recommendation to the board that the board consider approval of Roland's application to use the project parcel for the data center. We believe that the findings presented in the staff report, supplemented by applicants' revised findings, and as will be further revised based on the evidence in the record, that would support the board's consideration for approval subject to conditions. You know, if there are outstanding issues that you think the board needs to consider, that could be something also that's identified in your motion to direct further discussion. But we believe at this point, we would respectfully request that the Planning Commission make a motion tonight to move this matter to the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Chair, I might ask Dan Kearns to help us. Remember, at the outset, the commission first needs to decide whether or not you'll continue the hearing, which was the request of Thousand Friends, and then you can go beyond that. Then you can close the hearing if you want, and you can deliberate. Do I have that right, Dan?
I didn't quite catch it. Are you reminding them to deal with the Thousand Friends question?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Which was whether or not to continue the hearing. And
right.
Dan said earlier you're not obligated to continue the hearing. So that's our legal advice.
Right.
But you can if you'd like, so.
And you said, Tamara, that the water line easement is not part of this application?
The water conveyance is not. The only part of the water that is... part of this application is the Goal 11 exception that allows them to use a municipal water at this piece of property.
Okay. It's not the construction of the water.
That's correct. And I think you heard from three of us all said we kind of need to think about what permits would be required for that water line. Mm-hmm. So I think if you looked at... the PowerPoint presentation, and Elaine has several conditions laid out there. One thing to consider is you could add to secure appropriate permits for a water line as a condition of approval if you want to approve this. She did note that there's a general catch-all category that all applicable local, state, federal permits would have to be, but they'd have to secure those, but that's one way to address it.
And that would ensure compliance with that requirement to have adequate public facilities. That kind of condition exactly hits that approval criterion.
Okay.
I would like to address the DLCD about the thousands of acres. I think you guys have done a good job vetting out your site, and I feel like you probably have looked at those thousands of acres and done your check marks, and this is still the most suitable based on utilities and travel.
Okay. Anybody's input on the keeping the hearing open for as requested by the Thousand Friends War again?
No,
I think you can.
Can we condition approval that it doesn't end up in any, like, the power doesn't come across people's ground? I still have a problem with this private company, you know, being putting power lines across people's property. I mean,
so you're saying using existing
existing public transmission
yeah, lines,
easements, and that's just one of the, I don't really have a problem with it, but when it happens like it happened, and that didn't come through us, that stuff all was within the port boundaries, so we don't ever get to.
I think they could include a condition like
that,
Dan. What do you think?
Daniel?
I would only agree if there's some prohibition in state law, but as I understand it, they could punch through a whole new power line if they feel like it, and it's not really part of this evaluation.
Right. I assume that's what you'd say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Power line oftentimes is a big issue, like wind farms, and you know, a lot of the utility line case law has to do with gas pipelines, and I'm always amazed at how they can just kind of run across country. Because that's what state law kind of allows those facilities to do. And I'm not aware of any, it doesn't require a goal exception. So
the answer to Commissioner Thompson's question is no, we really don't have the authority under the land use regulations to limit that. Limit the specific location of a transmission line off-site of this property.
So, question for staff and you, are you satisfied with where this is at in this? I mean, You're the one, you're our professional.
Specifically related to the transmission line?
No, the project in general.
I think you could vote to support it, and I think you could write findings to deny it. As Dan Kearns has pointed out, the burden of proof is on the applicant. And a legislative action is as subjective as it gets. The procedure is quasi-judicial, as Dan pointed out, mm-hmm. but the bar to approve an exception is very high. So really, it's up to you to decide. I appreciate the question, but it's really not for me to decide.
I
need to check all the boxes. And
you believe they've met the conditions? Because usually you guys recommend...
Not on legislative actions.
Okay. they met the conditions of what Morrow County's regulations and the state law.
Maybe. I mean, they've made it. You won't get me to say yes or no. I just think it's really up to the Planning Commission to decide.
Yeah. So one idea occurs to me about the power line is even though they can, you know, punch power lines through private property or up public rights of way, and it doesn't really pertain to any of the applicable approval criteria, it does appear to be one of the applicants' kind of one of their self-imposed constraints, that there's something about this power that it's close to this site and that's why they like it. You know, by the same token, they could pick a more remote site because state law allows power lines to run across resource land to serve, you know, maybe some other site. So you have to decide if the, you know, consistent with John Jennings' testimony, you have to decide whether, you know, the applicant's eight siting criteria are overly restrictive or kind of unreasonably narrow or not. And the power line may be one of those, given you know, the other acres that around that would not require a similar goal exception to cite this use.
So Tamara, this ground is zoned EFU.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's an incorrect zoning. It's not, it has no farm use. But I mean, they've obviously demonstrated, at least the experts that have been trying to make money down there all these years, that it has no irrigated farm use. It's isolated, it has no practical grazing purposes. So it's almost as if it was incorrectly zoned farm use from the beginning because it doesn't have a farm use. But is that something that we can weigh into our consideration?
Sure. I mean, they're asking you to not protect it for farm use, so I think you can.
Do you mind if I speak, Chair, at some point?
Go ahead.
Did you say go ahead?
Go ahead, yes, please.
Okay, so I don't think it's any mystery how I feel about using exclusive farm use for something other than agriculture use, but given the application, I do not see how we could approve it without knowing a lot of these criteria that they just gave general answers to, whereas like the water delivery, we have no idea what the origin of that water will be. We don't know the impacts of getting the water out there. I have no problem with a private landowner using land however they please, but I think we are not clear on the impacts overall of this entire project. And beyond that, the exclusive farm use application in Morrow County has not been actually, all the requests for them over the years have been very minimal approval, and when we have approved them, we have done basically a swap for the exact same number of acreage or similar number of acreage. I think in the original packet we had that number. I asked Tamara to submit that. So my main concern is taking exclusive farm use out of use for agriculture, and I think it's our job to preserve it. Actually, any kind of land use zoning that is applied to a piece of land and this happens to be exclusive farm use. So we have to look at it pretty carefully on that level. I might have more to say later, but that's what I had on my mind right now. Thank you.
Chair, I don't remember if she asked for all of the entire zoning of land that was not zoned EFU. Was that the question you asked me to research? The space age industrial zoning that we have 14,000 acres of space age industrial zoning. And that, I think that was John Jennings' point, that even though the space age industrial zone doesn't explicitly allow a data center, with a fairly straightforward code amendment, you could theoretically put a data center on any of that property without doing a goal 3 or 14 exception.
But you also have to have a willing seller. And a, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because it's zoned that way, isn't it?
Sure. Sure.
Or not, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think they ran into that with one of their sites they were looking at.
Do you want to close the public hearing so we can have an informal dialogue?
Yes.
I think it makes sense to make a decision on whether or not you're going to continue the hearing. And if you don't continue the hearing, then close the record and then you can dialogue.
Okay.
I think we should close.
I second it.
Okay. That makes it a little cleaner.
Okay. So at this time, I would motion to close the public hearing.
And not to continue.
And not to continue.
Hearing. Okay.
Liz and Smith second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Aye. I'm opposed. I'd like to continue.
We're still going to have discussion.
We're still going to have discussion. Yeah.
Public testimony.
We're just not accepting new evidence into the record at this point. But new evidence could be submitted at the Board of Commissioners level.
Yes.
That just means that you can make a final recommendation tonight to the Board of Commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm understanding it correctly, the water has really nothing to do with the zoning change we'd be doing.
It's tangential, I think.
So, if we approved the zoning and they couldn't get the water there,
they don't have a.
That kills it.
That kills it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same as with the transmission line.
Okay, so just to clarify that, to have the goal exception, it said that you had to prove that you could get the water. So how can it not be conditional on that? I'm just seriously asking for clarification. I seem to be taken incorrectly many times when I ask a question. It's not personal, I'm just asking a question.
I think it can be conditioned on that because that's the requirement that it actually produce adequate public facilities in the form of water. That could be a condition. You know, if they have to like get it in off the internet or whatever, they have to do it.
As a condition of approval.
Yeah.
So there is a feasible path forward for them to get water, but this approval is not directly approving that water line.
But
right.
We could put it as a condition that they
both the water line and the water, securing the water itself.
Mm-hmm. And the transmission line.
Which if they don't get the water, they're not going to build it anyway. So I mean, that's kind of a moot point. But
right. That's kind of what Wayne was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not forgetting that sometimes things are built and then we deal with the consequences afterwards? I mean, how do we ensure that doesn't happen again?
You mean that they would build this facility and not have water? They wouldn't get building permits unless this would be a requirement for land use approval. No permits until construction engineering plans would have to, they'd have to have water.
Half the people sitting in the audience.
They couldn't build a facility without it.
Yeah. Well, we've lived through this, so.
Don't do it again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm trying to prevent.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking these questions. That's why I'm asking right now. Because I can could see them getting water out there without the port's help if they can't get the water the way that they would like to, and it may not be beneficial to surrounding properties, industry, etc.
So then can we require that they procure the water from the port as a condition?
They've presented that that's their water source, so if it's another source, they don't have an application approval.
So that is.
They would have to come back and amend this application if they propose a water other than through the port source.
So there's no reason to make that a condition then, since that's.
Well, I think permitting the water line, it could be a condition. And again, we're not exact. We don't have a clear path forward for what that looks like.
But they're going to be sure they have the access to water and power before they even begin. So, I mean, they're not going to spend millions and millions of dollars to build something that they're not going to break ground until they do.
We've heard that one before.
So
you could condition it so that, you know, no permits to construct anything until the water is obtained, and you can. Since they've represented they'll get it from a particular source, you can condition it to that source. That's what they've said they would do. So, and if they can't do that, they'll have to come back and amend this approval to do a different source.
And then they've also stated the route, so we can condition the route as well.
Well, no, they haven't really said what route, and you know, we don't. In the business, we've said they've segmented this project, so. The other water is going to get there is been segmented out to a different separate process, but they've said what the source will be, so I think it's legitimate for you to condition it upon their representation that they get it from that source, and they can't, you know, pull construction permits until that source is put through and approved and connected.
So the way this
Could we condition it on the request that they replace the existing farm use land with maybe rezoning other land to exclusive farm use, the exact number of acreage like we did in the past?
No, I would say either approve it or deny it, but that's a condition that's kind of beyond the scope of this proceeding.
Okay, so the commissioners that are in the room have stated that they feel that the land was zoned incorrectly. So, I was just saying that if there is land being farmed right now as space age industrial, you know, that's not an option that we could swap those zonage.
Well, it's not just applicant's land.
It's not.
Exactly. Okay. Gotcha. And I don't want to give them any ideas, but I just want us as a board to look back at our history at Morrill County. And how often we've done this, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm in Michigan at the moment, but it's not something we've done very often for this large amount of land, and so I'm concerned about setting a precedent for the future for exclusive farm use land being used for just about anything anybody wants to do with it. So that's my concern. It's not the data center itself. It's the precedent that we're setting.
I'll say this, Mary. For me personally, if they were trying to site this data center on ground that's similar to the one that they're putting on the Bombing Range Road where they've been farming potatoes and corn, and they were wanting to put this out and off it on a corn circle somewhere, I would have voted at the last meeting to deny the application, and I think it would have been denied. It's just, I think this is something that makes this decision harder to make because of the specific use of the type of land that this is. So I hope you can at least appreciate that.
I agree.
I do too.
Because I think my personal opinion is it overreaches in a lot of ways. I mean, we talk about it all the time, with residences and things like that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of a better place for one. I'm just concerned about taxes, and I'm concerned about easements and water, because I feel like we were lied to about the water sitting here. And, you know, I mean, miraculously, now we have the water. And we didn't have the water. So.
I just feel
that's another.
I also feel like the criteria they used for saying that it has to be so close to the transmission lines kind of puts us in a position of anytime there's something proposed that needs a lot of power, now we have this precedent saying, well, we let them do it because it was handy. It was right there for them. I just, you know, I'm new. I don't know everything, but this just doesn't feel right in my gut. But it's, I'm just one voice. You guys obviously can have more experience and obviously can disagree with me, so.
Where I'm at is, you know, listen to the landowner. They said it's, you know, not a very good piece of land. And if we don't approve this, then we're basically taking away, you know, some of their rights to use their land, how they want to try to use it.
Yeah. I have a feeling even if and when we approve that there's more hurdles to come.
Yeah, I thought one of you folks out there was going to be speaking in opposition. Yes, but.
So do I.
I also, can I just say one other thing? I just feel like Morrill County gets kind of, look, doesn't look real good in this case. I agree with you 100% on not use their land the way that they'd like to. I personally own EFU land, and I can't use it the way I want to. Yeah. But, I abide within those boundaries because it's the law. And so I want us to look smart, and I don't want us to go through this and then have it be appealed up to another level, and then we can kind of look silly. But, you know, I understand this landowner use.
Well, I don't think this is against the law. I think it's a right that it's, this body has to, this is an avenue to change some of that dismay that you have not being able to use it the way you want to use it. Mm-hmm. So you can come through here and try to use it that way, whether or not it fits it or not. I'd much rather have it there than where they're putting them. I mean, if it benefits the whole county, I'm 100% for it instead of the way it's been going. I guess that's
yeah. The fact that it's adjacent to the old coal fire plant, it, you know, it's adjacent to all the other industrial facilities out there, and the gas plant is, you know, it compared to putting it in downtown Boardman, which do I think is a better location for a data center? Yeah. Well, this one is
100%.
You know, and like I said, if you were trying to take a corn circle out, I'm sorry, but we couldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have done. And I think
so. What's your motion?
The state should listen to at least to the opinions of the local people.
So yeah, I would invite the commission to make a motion at this time.
What would that look like, Tamara?
So your motion, if you're inclined to approve it, could be that you recommend the board approve the application subject to the conditions. Including the extra condition about the water line. And direct staff with council to draft findings based on evidence in the record.
Are there any other suggestions for conditions?
Do you want to look at them? They're pretty, do you want me to? So prior to construction, the applicant will enter a road use agreement with Morrill County Public Works to fund $267,000 to pay for a chip seal on the first 9 miles. Prior to construction, applicant shall prepare in coordination with Morrill County Public Works and Morrill County Sheriff's a construction traffic management plan. Prior to construction, applicant shall provide notice to Three Mile Canyon Farms of its construction traffic schedule and coordinate with Three Mile Canyon Farms to minimize any potential impacts to farm traffic during harvest. Applicant shall obtain all local, state, and federal permits and approvals for the data center campus construction and operation, including but not limited to DEQ 1200C permit, DEQ on-site septic permit, and DEQ basic air contaminant discharge permit, and secure appropriate permits for the water line conveyance. Was there anything else? We could also mention secure permits for the transmission lines. And that just memorializes the fact that those transmission lines were not part of this application.
Good.
Okay. And with the water line and the transmission lines, to Commissioner Thompson's point, securing permits for the water line conveyance and for the transmission line as presented in the application, because they presented some fairly detailed locations of those, and that would preclude an opportunity to bring in, you know, 25 miles of new transmission line.
So follow the path that they presented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as presented in the application.
Can I just make one more comment before we vote? I just want to state that I do not feel that they have met the burden of proof for any of the criteria. I feel like they have come close and they've made up a lot of pretty numbers and made it look good, but I do not feel like they have met the criteria. And I know I am in the minority in the room, and I understand where your comments are coming from and where your concerns are. I just feel like we are setting a very dangerous precedent. And I'm disappointed to hear this moving forward. However, that's a personal comment, and I shouldn't say that. So, but when you look at their application, I do not feel like they've met the burden of proof. And I feel like